Did it say they're in counseling?
Yes, it said they're in counseling. Hello, guys. Today's email topic is, we are in counseling, but it doesn't seem to help. My wife was a military veteran for 15 years and was divorced twice. She then spent 20 years unattached. I met her and we got married after a short courtship. Several of my friends said that she and I weren't suited. I disagreed, but it seems they were right. We argue all the time, almost daily. I try the time out method, but she just follows me and continues chirping in my ears. We are in counseling, but it doesn't seem to help. I am at my wit's end. How do I make this relationship work?
What do you think?
So the wife is a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's been a veteran, military veteran for 15 years.
Right.
She's been married twice.
Divorced twice?
Married and divorced twice.
So it's third marriage?
This is a third marriage. She then spent 20 years unattached. Okay, so
what
seems like it seems like she's coming into the relationship with baggages from her past marriages.
Right.
And she's not giving 100 in her third marriage. And oftentimes when people, you know, when you just jump from one relationship to another without taking time to, I mean, he said that she was unattached for 20 years. I don't understand what it meant.
What?
Is it after the 20 years that they met each other that, you know, she was unattached with nobody after two divorces and then she started all over again?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty confusing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like a pattern from the last marriages.
Right.
Now, from the guy's perspective, he's saying that he tried the timeout method, like, you know, give her some space or time, but that didn't seem to work. She keeps following him around and, you know, nagging in his ears and stuff like that.
So what do you think? What should he do?
If he really wants to make this work, they really have to be on the same page. Because if they're not on the same page, I don't think it's going to work.
Mm.
He's frustrated. Mm-hmm. It seems like he wants out already. He didn't mention that he wants out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sounding like he's fed up. He gave up on counseling already.
Right, right.
And most of the time, you know, counseling at the last minute kind of aggravates stuff. It's like a battle. Say your own, I say my own. Yeah, that's how you feel. Okay, I'm coming for you. That kind of, you know, that kind of thing. So
okay.
I feel like he needs to, if he really wanted to work,
right,
he would have to, like, he said he tried the timeout method. Maybe he didn't try it hard enough. Maybe he didn't, you know, he needs to be more
time
patient.
Out, as in,
timeout, make them feel like you're giving them a timeout, and they know that you're giving them a timeout. That's really gonna escalate.
It's the
stuff.
Radio silence thing. I forgot the term they use in the industry. Radio silence. What they call in the industry? Radio silence. They call it. It's basically just a time to check out. I forgot what
check out, like, yeah, zone out and stuff like that. But then the other person is feeling ignored. It just makes it more.
I'll remember before the end of this.
More
it's
crazy.
We're actually not supposed to forget that term. It's a big term in the marriage
know the
coaching.
I know the term, but I don't
coaching.
Know the.
Right.
I don't know the name now. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Matter of fact, I don't think we made it a chapter in the book. I don't think so. We probably. Had a chapter on let's see Myth out of attraction. So we did have Silence is Golden. Let's see, 45. I think we're addressing it in Silence is Golden. And yes, silence can help sometimes. Completely lost. What they call it? Look at that. I forgot now. 30 days, some that they, some people say 30 days, some people say, let's see, what can they, okay. I think it was for me to, and all right, so there's not, oh, no contact, it's a no contact period. All right, so some people call it silence, some people call it radio silence, some people call it no contact. But anyway, so what's your advice for this guy? What's your ultimate advice?
Well, I don't think right now if they're in counseling.
Mm-hmm. Did he say they're in counseling?
Yes, he said they're in counseling, but he said it doesn't seem to help.
Mm-hmm.
See that, right? Like he's already giving up on that.
Mm-hmm. All right, you know, I guess we should get through it together. Let's see. So my wife was a military veteran for 15 years and was divorced twice. She then spent 20 years unattached. I guess that means she wasn't with anybody.
For 20 years.
So she was in military for 15 years, divorced twice, and then 20 years, nobody. Okay. All right. And that, by the way, can train people to just have their own life. And
right.
They can't, if you're really going to be come to the table as a weak man, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So basically, if she's not going to have the space that she had, remember as an adult, she had 20 years
mm-hmm.
unattached. If we're reading the meaning right, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to want people in that space.
In that space.
You know? So that could cause troubles, of course, as well, too. Especially if you are the traditionally, conventionally attached type of spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Where you are from the school of thought that your spouse should not complain about space. You know?
Right.
Alright. I met her and we got married after a short courtship. So it's a short courtship. He's admitting it's a short courtship. There's no magic number to how long your courtship should be.
Mm-hmm.
There's no magic number in my opinion. There are successful marriages that actually got married.
Within 6 months.
A month. I've heard of stories of a month, 2 months before, even 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not, if, in spite of that story, it's not advisable. Because people are people, you should get to know each other.
You should get to know each other.
If everything else were being equal, so in this, if everything else were being equal, but if you have a situation where it was ordained by God and you're so convinced, and in fact you're gonna die if you don't get married within the first month, then sure. But on a regular day,
yeah, but you're still gonna go through your battles.
Regardless. Yeah, yeah.
Regardless, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You might survive together, mm-hmm. but yes, you will go through.
As a matter of fact, we're not here to tell you you're not going to go through battles. We're just helping you navigate through battles or obstacles a lot better. That's basically what we try to do here. We're not going to give you a magic formula that you won't have.
There's
crisis.
No magic to it.
But we can give you some tools, starting with Get My Marriage Back book, to help you navigate that successfully. Because, you know, marriage and the ups and downs of marriage is just simply just part of life, you know?
Yeah.
So several of my friends said that she and I weren't suited. Okay, so from saying that, it tells me that you have too many third party opinions
mm-hmm.
in your situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's not gonna help. That's more destructive than often.
Right.
More often than none. Right. If you can't use your own crystal clear mind on how you feel to determine what you're doing, and you have to involve personal friends and family specifically, not professionals, not a coach or anything like that, but personal friends and family will normally be biased in one direction or the other. If they're biased towards a side, it's evil. If they're biased towards your side, it's just as evil. It doesn't help, you know. So, and I detect that a long time ago, because I was actually in a position where I had people in my support,
mm-hmm.
and I detected that this is not helpful. Like
mm-hmm.
this is,
if
there's any type of bias in people you're talking to, it will destroy your marriage. Okay, so that's what this tells me more than anything. It doesn't tell me anything, because your friends told you not to marry her or you weren't suited. Didn't tell me anything other than that's probably one of your reasons why you're struggling. And if you have a wife who detects that, you know, she's going to show all the symptoms that she doesn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to show all that symptoms in so many ways that you'll be confused. You'll feel like, what did they say? Counseling is not working, right?
Mm.
You know, but you never really get to the bottom, because basically she's probably affected by the third party injections and stuff. But that's one thing. Again, was that like the third problem already?
Right.
Just based off of what you're typing, okay? And it's not exactly what you're saying, but being able to read between that. And I disagreed, right? So they said they weren't suited, but mm-hmm. he disagreed with mm-hmm. them. Obviously, because she married her, right? Right? But it seems they were right, right? This is, again, when people are advising you for or against your spouse,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't help, because if a little bit of an obstacle comes in your way,
you're going to think, oh, you're gonna think, but they told me
so,
yeah.
I should have listened, or yeah. they were right, or they were wrong, or, you know, either way, it doesn't help, you know, any type of bias doesn't help, you know. But it seems they were right. We argue all the time, almost daily. What do you say to that, babe?
You argue all the time because, I mean, he said we argue all the time.
All the time.
Because he chose to argue.
Yeah. Right.
If you can take yourself out of that argument,
mm-hmm.
no one can argue by themselves.
Just the argument by itself. Never mind what the topic of the argument is. Just the argument all by itself will kill your marriage. Okay,
yep.
I know it feels good in the moment.
Yeah, it's a high.
I know it's a high.
You want to win.
I get it. She's your best friend, probably. And
you want to see the point.
You have friendly debates.
Yeah.
But arguments will kill your relationships, yep. especially in marriage. Okay, so if you argue all the time, what's the solution to that? Stop arguing. It takes two to argue.
Yep.
If one person stops, it stops.
It stops.
Okay?
Yep.
And I don't mean stop and then say, they told me not to argue. That won't work either. Okay? That's basically you're still in the argument.
You're still
if you
arguing.
You have to say that.
Yes.
You know? I mean, like, you stop and listen to what she has to say. Like, without any agenda to have a reply. Like, she's saying something, but you're getting defensive and that creates arguments, right? And you're arguing every day. Just stop for a second and
listen
to what she has to say, and give yourself a 1 week ultimatum. Like, okay, I will say something back in 1 week. I guarantee you by the third day, you will feel no need to say anything back.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it's over. You forgot about it.
Yeah.
And she will get tired of it, because obviously it takes two to argue, right? So if you're going to stop arguing, if it's a trend that you always argue, to stop arguing all of a sudden, you got to be careful with that, because she can detect that. And
mm-hmm.
that can become another issue.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not strong enough yet, how do you get strong? Read this 10 to 15 times, okay? If you're not strong enough yet, that's going to take time. If you're not strong, you're going to get pulled back into it. You're going to get defensive. And so how do you stop arguing? Stop. It's easier said than done, but that's why you got to build yourself. And if you stop arguing, over time, it's a trend. She's going to detect that and try to pull you back into it. She will try to manipulate you back into it. She will try to blackmail you back into argument
mm-hmm.
with her. And you got to be just strong enough to not get, to not buy into it.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm looking at time right now. All right. So I tried the timeout method, which is basically a no contact or radio silence. And if you're using the word try, on no contact, it won't work. Point blank period. The idea of no contact or radio silence is not so you can try it.
Mm-hmm.
It's to create a whole lifestyle out of it. The reason why you're shutting down when your marriage shuts down is to build yourself back up. If you're not yet built, that's when you say, I tried it.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually did it, you want it to become a lifestyle. Not a lifestyle of shutting down on your spouse.
No.
I'm saying a lifestyle of not engaging in unhealthy conversations,
right.
argument, and whatever it is that's making her. I'm talking about building a lifestyle of that and learning how to listen to her. See, at the end of the day, if you notice all of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
My hand's a little cold, right?
It is.
If you notice all of this, you will notice that she's pointing fingers, but those fingers coming like right back.
Right.
And that's something everybody should learn. Anytime you feel like pointing fingers, chances are those about four of them is pointing back at you.
Yeah.
And for someone like us, you can give yourself away. We could tell here all the things you're doing wrong is written right in that email.
Right.
Right there. So I tried the timeout method. Try is wrong. You're supposed to do no contact. So you can take the time to read this book 10 to 15 times. Build yourself up, back up, so God can have the opportunity to work on her in that period of time. Okay, and it's supposed to be indefinite. There's no timeout on that.
Yeah,
there's no 30 days. There's no ultimatum
solution
on that. Yeah, because that becomes a desperate solution. And basically, trying to timeout on her is being manipulative, and manipulation.
And she can detect it. Work. This is someone that is probably, you know.
If you type this, she probably detected
it.
She knew you would be manipulative, and that's why it didn't work, you know.
Right.
We could give you probably about 10 different reasons from just that one little statement, one forward statement. I tried the timeout method. We could give you about 10 reasons why it didn't work right there, okay? But she just follows me and continues chirping in my ear. Well, you know, how long is she going to do that for?
Right.
You know? And what caused that? How did you get to that point in time where she's chirping in your ear? I'm not saying it's all your fault, by the way.
Nope.
I'm just saying you played a part.
That's
don't
right.
Don't come and type over here like you didn't play a part in that. You played a part in that, and we need to know what that detail is,
right,
in order to give you a solid, you know. We're in counseling, but it doesn't seem to help. You said it right. If you're in counseling when somebody already shut down, it usually won't work.
No.
Counseling is good for couples that are in great place. Therapy,
places.
Counseling,
yes,
right? Us doing this video is our form of it's a major form of our therapy, right? And we're in a good place. So
right.
If we're not in a good place, could we do this video? We couldn't. We couldn't do this video, right? So you couldn't do a proper successful counselor either if somebody is shut down, you know? So that's probably a good reason right there why counseling won't work.
It won't work.
What will work right now is coaching yourself personally. You can start with this book 10 to 15 times. Read it, okay?
Right.
It's free, you know? You coach yourself how to deal with other human beings. There's nothing abnormal from everything you said so far. That doesn't happen in every marriage. The way you're responding to it, including what you've written in this email so far, are basically, you know, a great point as to what you're going through. But it doesn't seem to help. I am at my wit ends. How to make this relationship work? Oh, how do you make the relationship work? I guess, yeah, you gotta coach yourself. You have to build yourself. You got to focus on yourself right now. And that timeout is not to be given to her. It's for yourself.
Right.
Give yourself a timeout, okay? And use that to build yourself. And I mean, I guess it's going to be like the 50,000 times, I'm going to say. Everything you need is in this book on everything you're doing wrong right now, okay? And from everything you're saying, the 15 years information is not relevant. It's just a normal girl like
right.
any other woman, and she's probably asking for something that you haven't taken the time
to listen
because you admitted to arguing daily with this woman, right?
Yes.
And if you're arguing daily with her, every time you go to counseling you have to rehash everything. You're just wasting money on counseling, to be honest with you. You're rehashing all these issues because you've spent every day arguing everything in between your last counseling and now. And that's probably why you are struggling. That's what I have for you on this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Share this video, like this video. What's your advice for this gentleman? Can you give your advice below this video? We'll appreciate your opinion on this particular email. And don't forget, download this book. It's free, getmymarriageback.com. That's where you want to go to download it. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Anything else you want to add?
Well, you already said it now. I feel like with this guy, work on himself. Like you said, listen to your spouse. Genuinely ask her what she wants. Because I feel like every woman, when a woman is like that, they want your attention. There's something lacking there. If you can take the time to listen without feeling attacked, you know, like taking your own feelings
right.
out of the situation.
Right. For one
you
week,
can get
minimum.
Her back to
right.
where you guys started again.
Mm-hmm.
Because most women, if she's still hugging with you and talking in your ears,
mm-hmm.
she wants you back.
Right.
She there's something missing
right. if
there.
If she's still chirping, she cares about
if
something.
Still, you're lucky
mm-hmm.
she's chirping in your ears.
Yeah, yep,
if
yep.
she stops chirping, you got to worry about that.
Yeah, then you have something
so,
to worry about. Yeah.
All I can say is there's still...
But I mean, if you continue this way, it's a matter of time, you'll be over.
Yeah,
you'll
but,
push out to
but
the,
but
to
if
away.
You can do these things, like if you can take the time time to get out of your feelings, build yourself, mm-hmm. you know, try to talk to your wife, listen to her. There's hope for the relationship.
Absolutely.
There's really hope. So.
There's all types of hope.
Yeah.
Because she's still chirping, right?
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully you've been educated, enlightened educator. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.